And joining us from Washington is Minnesota's U.S. Senator Al Franken. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, big day. Lots of talk about student loans, college yep. affordability, and partnerships between businesses and community tech colleges. So pick one and start telling us about it.
Well, today we got a vote on student loans. This will affect about 200,000 students in Minnesota. What we're trying to do is keep the interest rate on subsidized Stafford loans at 3.4%. And we're trying to extend this for a year so we can figure out a long-term solution. And we're going to be, the Higher Education Act is expiring this year, so we're going to be reauthorizing this. And I've been going around the state doing college affordability roundtables with students, and we need to address this more comprehensively. So we're just asking, what we're in this bill trying to do is just keep it at 3.4% for these 200,000 students in Minnesota for 1 year as we, and we're paying for it, fully paid for, with closing a loophole really for wealthy people on how they use their IRAs. They can't, this will, when they cash in their IRAs, they can't give that money to somebody else and not pay taxes on it.
What does it look like? And I it's a procedural vote in order to move this ahead, but do we think we have the votes?
I'm not sure. And I just kind of think it's a shame that we're having a fight in Washington about an issue that I just don't think should be partisan. It's just a very basic American value that we want our kids to get an education that allows them to compete in a global economy. And I just, we have gone in the United States from being first in graduating kids from college to being 12th in the world. Mm. And as I do these college affordability roundtables, I see kids that are working 10, 20, 30, 40 hours a week while they're in school. There's nothing wrong with working while you're in school. I worked when I was in school, but not 40 hours, not 30 hours. The research shows that once you're above 15 hours, it really it hurts your grades, and it affects how many credits you can take, and takes you longer to graduate from school. So we have to look at this comprehensively. And one thing you referred to is partnerships between businesses and two-year community and technical colleges, which is I've introduced a bill that would create a competitive grant program so that we can help these partnerships that have been very, very successful around the state of Minnesota and around the country. I'll give you an example. In the manufacturing sector in Minnesota, between a third and a half of all manufacturers have jobs that they can't fill, that they want to fill, but they can't fill because they can't find people with the right skills. And I've seen Hennepin Technical College, for example, worked with some manufacturers who actually gave them some equipment. They started a curriculum called Empower, and after a year, they graduated 300 students. 93% of them have permanent jobs. And there's about 3.5 million of these jobs around the country. That it's called the skills gap. And I've seen time after time after time of community and technical colleges working with a business. It doesn't have to be manufacturing. It can be healthcare. It can be IT. It can be renewable energy. There's a whole bunch of different ways to do this, and there are a lot of healthcare facilities in Northeast Minnesota, Sawtooth Mountain Clinic, North Shore Hospitals, who need staff who have these kind of healthcare skills.
And our higher ed office here, in conjunction with those two facilities, has been working pretty hard to get.
Yeah, Cook County Higher Education has been doing a good job.
And there is a lot of need for that. Also, as I understand it, a lot of people who have been without work for some time and are going back to school are going back to two-year colleges, and for the very things you're talking about, so that maybe if they had a little bit more economic help, which this act would do, that, you know, would in fact return to the workforce in a reasonably short period of time.
We've got to target these to the right skills. I mean, and you know, and people have to understand that the nature of work today, and for students and even and people mid-career, is that people are going to change jobs or change the nature of their work, even if they don't change the job. As time goes on, we're not in we're not in the 1950s where you could go to work at you know, at GM and have a job for life that doesn't really change, and that's kind of exciting actually. But a 2-year degree, associate's degree, should not be seen as a ceiling. It should be it's a platform, and we do this. They do this in a lot of European countries. Where you get a 2-year education, you go to work someplace, and then they send you back to get your bachelor's degree, and then you come back, and then you work some more, and you get your master's degree. And it's an ongoing thing, and that's going to be the nature of work. So that is something we have to adapt what we're doing here in the United States and in, you know, in Minnesota to the way the workplace is, so we can stay competitive and become more competitive in the global economy.
Well, we've been speaking with Minnesota's U.S. Senator Al Franken, and good luck with the college loan vote today in the Senate.
Thank you.
And we will speak with you soon. And thanks for joining us again.
Always great talking to you, Jay.